Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, pod. Are you kidding me? That's how you want to welcome people to our podcast.
Wow, I think this microphone is a bit dusty.
Yuck, and also now covered in boogers.
Yeah, so whoever's the next announcer that takes over from me, enjoy.
Can you take home these little mic socks tonight and wash them?
No.
Please?
No, it's not my job.
That is your job. That's your role in society. You're a man.
Is it?
You wash stuff.
No, it's a female's job.
I'm going to isolate that now, and I'm going to play it all the time. Gotcha. Trapped ya. Josiah's so anti-feminist, guys.
Yeah, no, that's actually quite true.
Whoa, just got real. Hey, welcome to the podcast. If you're the first time listener, then...
You've probably turned off by now.
Yeah, that sneeze was enough to get you to go.
Yeah, my feminist comments and my sneeze are enough for you to stop listening any further. No, do listen, we do have a fun show today.
Yeah, there's a couple of funny bits in here. In fact, there's a couple of bits that I was like, well, I wish we had cameras in here because that was a funny moment. You know, we could make a video about it and put it on the
Huey
socials.
Huey for MasterChef.
That wasn't funny.
Oh, it was pretty good though.
No, the Chinese insults thing was better.
Yeah, that was good.
Wasn't racist. Oh, you're a touch racist.
Yeah, because I do have a good Chinese restaurant accent.
What's the rule? No accents on the show, buddy. No,
I like accents. You know that.
Yeah, but you suck at them. Oh, no, I'll give you, you've got a good New Zealander accent.
Yeah, Maori.
Yeah.
Let's go to KFC, bro.
No, it wasn't your best, actually, just then. Keep working on it.
Like the boys in the Tarago. Okay.
There is a lot of fun. We speak to the dude who discovered a skinned crocodile in the Murray the other day. Believe it or not, that's a true story.
Oh, and life's biggest mystery was groundbreaking this morning. It was interesting, let's be honest.
Yeah, put that towards the end of the podcast. Oh. We don't want to.
No, you know what, Ellie? Just because you said that.
No, don't put it at the start.
Life's biggest mysteries.
No, don't.
It's coming up next. Then the Chinese break after that.
There's that little button on the podcast app where you can just skip forward like 30 seconds. Do that.
Nah, enjoy, guys.
This is. Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no, I.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, this is our segment where I solve one of life's biggest mysteries each week. Last week, Ellie, we solved do redheads turn grey?
Yeah, we discovered that no, they don't, but they do turn white.
That's it.
So it's a very fine line.
Very fine line. This morning, though, why don't you see white dog poo anymore? Sounds ridiculous.
Yes,
but
it does.
As this
You're
segment
right.
with everything, there is an answer. So the reason I decided to do this is I saw a meme on Facebook that my sister Bronte tagged me in, right? And it's up on the Hit GV Instagram page right now if you want to go check it out. Serious question, this is what it says. Whatever happened to sun-dried white dog poo? Was that something you only saw as a kid? Is it something people clean up after their dogs now? Does it still exist? A dog's diet's different now. Was white dog poop just a 90s phase? It feels true because I had a dog growing up, little Molly, rest in peace, the poor little darling. Mm. And she used to have white dog poo in the back garden all the time.
Yeah, look, I think that I've still in this decade seen it before in my backyard, in my parents' backyard where my dog lives.
But it's a lot rarer, would you say?
Well, it's just if it hasn't been picked up for a while. So, yeah, I'd say it's to do with the increasing usage of dog poo bags and the increased availability of them. And people are picking it up more. That's my guess before you go into the answer.
You are partly correct.
Okay.
Kind of. There is a more scientific answer. So yesterday, I knew I was going to be talking about it on the show this morning. So I reached out to my friends at Harvard University. And I sent them an email with this meme saying, hey, guys, do you have an answer for this?
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the lecturers there, he wrote back
Which
to
one?
Me. It was Dr. Luttenbag.
Luttenbag.
Yeah.
No, I know him well.
He sent me an email. Anyway, it turns out that aged dog poo, yes, people are more aware and conscious of picking it up a lot more.
Mm.
And so it has less chance to dry out. So basically when it turns white, it dries. That's from drying out. As a result, though, listen to this. The white colour is from excreted calcium. So basically back in the day, do you remember when like butchers and all that sort of stuff, they used to give your dog a lot more bones? Did you used to feed your dog bones all the time? So they used to get a lot more calcium in their diets. Whereas these days, dogs just eat a lot of My Dog and that sort of stuff.
Stop it.
Yeah. So dogs these days, they're not starved of it, but they're not getting the same amount that they used to back then.
So if we give them a bowl of milk... We'll find more white poo.
Absolutely,
the place.
Bang on.
Stop it.
If you start feeding your dog nothing but bones, white poo back. So obviously, dry. So the white poo would become dried out a lot quicker if they had more calcium in their diet. However, they're saying poo now doesn't need it because they're still getting it in their meals, the required amount. So back in the 90s, they're eating a lot more bones.
Josiah, I mean, I don't know if I should give you this, but I think I will. I feel like the mystery is solved.
Bang. So it used to be more of a thing than it is now.
There you go.
This is why I love that segment. We take stupid questions and we make them educational. Josiah and Ellie Show have done it once again.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Mac Horton, we've been talking about him all week. He stood up and protested when he got the silver medal against China's Sun Yang, the drug cheat.
Yes, alleged drug cheat. We don't know. He's under investigation at the moment. Could be banned from the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which kick off a year yesterday.
And he's had a lot of support from the swimming world and Australians and many athletes in general, including Great Britain's the athlete. He did the same thing when he won bronze yesterday. Mm-hmm. The people,
Mac,
though,
that is not the alleged drug cheat.
We should call him Mac Daddy. What a legend.
Okay, we'll call him Mac Daddy.
Mac Daddy, right, yeah, is getting a lot of hate from China, though, as you can imagine. A country of, what, over a billion people?
Yeah.
Have taken to his Instagram account to absolutely slam him for his actions. And it's not all nice. Like, he's getting a lot of death threats and stuff like that. And I've been filtering through the comments. If on his last picture alone, it's a picture of him and his girlfriend. He's had over 53,000 comments on it.
Well, I mean, with engagement like that on your social media profile, he'll get a job in radio in no time. He'll be an influencer.
53,000 comments and he only has 75,000 followers.
Wow, good effort.
But it is all the Chinese trying to make him feel bad. So I've just commented on it saying, legend, true, proud Australian. I've got all these Chinese people that are over there.
You're being trolled.
They're being trolled. They're sending me rocket ships and Chinese flags and they're saying the Australian flag with the poo emoji next to it and everything.
Oh, goodness.
They're going.
Maybe we don't want China as enemies. Maybe just calm down.
Because there's a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they could squash us with their big foot.
Well, Mac could potentially have started World War III. So I've sifted through the comments that aren't the death threats and thought I'd pull out some of their Chinese insults that they've been writing on his photo, which they've actually been, you can tell, they've typed into Google in Chinese, hit translate, and then copy-pasted their answers. And my goodness, some of them are so funny. So have we got some music there, Ellie?
Yeah, here we go. Let's take a trip to China for a second.
There's that quote, you know, don't eat sour grapes if you're a sore loser.
Yeah.
Someone's written, can't eat grape to say grape sour.
Okay, let's not do accents. Okay. Oh, goodness. Oh, why'd you give me this one? Don't swim anymore. HIV is dangerous. What do they mean by that?
I don't know what they were meant to say. Oh, this is good. Your swimming is like a capsicum. What does that mean? Your swimming is like a capsicum. I'd love to know what they actually meant that to say.
Oh, goodness. This one's good too. Sun Yang is your father. Kneel down and call him dad.
Mac Horton must be sitting there going, you got me. Yeah.
He is. Do you know what? I will kneel down. Sorry, Daddy.
Horton, are you first time for school? You're just like child.
Oh, so this is obviously a comment on a picture of him and his girlfriend. It is her misfortune for your wife to marry you. Well, it's not. He's an Olympic gold medalist, so
I like this one. It makes absolutely no sense. There is a Chinese saying that has been circulating for thousands of years. Okay, it's going to be deep.
Yeah.
It says, be frank if you are frank, but you are no frank.
Sick burn, China.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
I need to put out an apology to one of my co-workers, Liv, this morning after yesterday. I attempted a prank and it went horribly wrong.
It's my favourite story of 2019, I think, this story.
It's so bad. And you're kind of a part of it as well.
Whoa, am I?
So basically, I came back from a coffee with a mate yesterday, back to work, and one of the people at work's cars is parked next to me. They were in your car spot, actually, because you'd left for the day. And it was a black ute.
Yeah.
And I was almost certain that that's the same car that Willie from Triple M drives. And we know that Willie from Triple M is the enemy.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not stitch up the enemy? Because we all like to do a prank on, you know, someone you don't like.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a bit of bants in the office between us and triple what? N, did you say?
Triple N.
N for Nelly.
Yeah, because okay, there's no such thing as the other one.
Never heard of that station. But yeah, there is a bit of friendly bants between us.
Anyway, Willie's car's next to me and it was very dirty.
Mm.
So I thought, you know, it's a great prank at 29 years of old.
Years of old?
Yeah. Is to draw a massive massive on the side of his car. And you know what means? Picture what you
think. Flower.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, a flower.
A nice little daisy.
A 15-year-old Josiah would have laughed at this, but 29-year-old Josiah still doing the same gags. It was a willy, guys, okay, if you're playing along at home.
A willy for willy.
Yeah, a willy for willy on the side of his car. I took a great photo of it and I texted it to you.
Yeah.
And I said, how good, look what I just did to Willy's car. I put a willy on Willy's car. Anyway, we had a laugh about it. We moved on with the day. Then I was sitting in my office doing some work, you know, blood, sweat and tears, that sort of stuff for the show. Yeah. And Liv from sales comes in and goes, who drew a willy on my car? And like angry. And I was like, huh? I was like, I didn't. She's like, someone's done it. I'm like, the black car out the front. She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I am so sorry. That was. I thought it was Willie from Triple M's car. She's like, no, that's mine. I'm about to go meet some clients for a meeting. Poor Liv had to go and wash the car before she met with her clients, meaning she ended up a bit late. So apologies to Liv. It wasn't intended to be your car. Somehow I got the two mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, they're different coloured cars, so how you got it mixed up, no one in the office knows.
Willie's is silver, Liv's is black. I just put it down to being tied. I have no other idea as to how I got the two mixed up.
Yeah, sure. Well, it provided great amusement for everyone else in the office, so well done, my friend. Do it more often, please.
I will.
Go for the GM next. Hey, we want to talk about this morning. Did you attempt to do a prank on someone and have it backfire? Because it's the best story when it does. Like, a good prank's great, but when a good prank goes wrong, even better.
Because the prank's on me now, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, very much is. Yeah, let's go to Charlotte in Wang. Charlotte, you reckon you're not too bad at pranks?
No, I'm a prank master.
You're a prank master? So what, they always go well?
They always go well, especially on the brothers.
Oh, good. What's the best prank you've ever done?
So I've taken my brother's phone and he thought he's lost it and it's been at home the whole time. I'm talking to all his friends, so they've all planned to go somewhere, but I've set them up in two different locations.
So when he thought he'd lost his phone, did he try and do Find My Phone or anything?
Well, he doesn't have an iPhone.
Did he get pretty angry?
Oh yeah, he was furious.
Did he like not talk to you for ages?
It was about 3 weeks.
See, this is why pranks scare me, because they can be brutal and they can backfire. Let's go to Lauren from Talamba. Lauren, have you got a story for us?
Yeah, so I work in factories and I had an ongoing prank war with the electrical manager. And this one day I put Vegemite on his earmuffs, which is not, like, it's quite common to do that to each other. But he grew up in Malaysia and didn't know what Vegemite was, so he thought it was something else and absolutely lost his mind and ended up smashing his earmuffs with a hammer in the canteen.
You're kidding!
I can't imagine what he thought it was.
I know. So not a happy man.
Did you watch this all go down, the big tantrum? And what was going through your head?
Oh, I panicked a little bit, but then I had to go see him later and say, like, calm, take it down a notch and let him know what it was, because he absolutely lost it.
Oh, Lauren, you are my type of girl. Between me drawing phallic symbols on the side of sales girls' cars and you pretending Vegemite's something else in someone's earphones, we're a match made in heaven.
So how did he treat you afterwards? Did he see the fun in it or was he still angry?
He did.
Hey, feel free to keep those stories coming. Hit us up on the socials anytime. Hit GB on Insta, hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This week's been quite tumultuous for MasterChef. We found out Tuesday night that the three judges, George, Matt and Gary... they're not coming back next season. That's it.
Yeah, they couldn't come to an agreement over pay.
Yeah. So they're out. We had the winner announced yesterday as well. So it's all been happening. Maybe day before yesterday. Anyway, and it kind of has all come to its head. So we, the other day, were talking about biggest celebs you've seen in the GV. You said you've seen Ian Huey Hewitson.
Huey.
He heard us talking about it. We then got him on Tuesday morning before this news about MasterChef went down. And this is the question we asked him. So we won't be seeing you pop up as a judge on MasterChef or anything anytime soon?
I don't think so. Somebody said to me, they said, why? I said, hey, I'm a real old-fashioned cook. I cook food that tastes good. Doesn't have to look good, it just tastes good, yes. You know. So I don't think that fits in with the philosophy of MasterChef.
Very interesting.
We had no idea when you asked that question that they were going to get fired that day.
Yeah, yeah. So that was Tuesday morning. We did that interview. Tuesday night, the news broke. So we had no idea that it could be happening. Now there's rumours circulating about who's going to take the places of Matt, George and Gary.
So the front runners are what? Curtis Stone?
Yep.
Poe?
Yep.
And what's the old lady from South Australia?
Maggie Beer.
Maggie Beer, that's all.
Oh, I wouldn't call her old.
She is old, let's be honest.
As old as Huey.
This morning,
yeah,
we get a Facebook message. And I think, Ellie, we may have started something
We've started something.
Thank you to Emmett Evans for messages on the Hit Goblin Valley Facebook page. He goes, thought Josiah and Ellie, you guys would be interested in this page doing the rounds. Huey for MasterChef. I clicked the link he sent through.
Yeah.
There is a Facebook page that has been created calling Make Huey a MasterChef Judge
in
2020.
We picked it, guys. We knew it.
Imagine that. So it all started with me seeing him at Euroa Farmers Markets on the Saturday. By the end of this week, he could be the latest MasterChef Judge. And Win Channel, if you are listening, you would be silly. You know what? Yes. Not silly. You would be stupid if you did not consider or if you did not give Huey the job as a chef on MasterChef or as one of the judges.
Maybe that's why he was up in Euroa. He was doing some scouting, some undercover casting.
Do you know?
Yeah, of course he knows. I mean, look, he said to us, no way in hell would I ever do it, but...
Maybe he was trying to divert it.
Exactly. That was before news had broken. I reckon if we interviewed him today, he might say something different.
Maybe he was very nervous when you asked that question.
Yes.
He's like, how does she know?
Yes.
Honestly, if you are listening right now, go to Facebook, like that page, Make Huey a MasterChef Judge in 2020, because my goodness, that needs to happen.
Yeah.
What a hero.
Watch this space, guys.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
A crocodile being discovered in the Murray River up near Barham, and this crocodile had been skinned. It was floating in the river, and the man who found it was Brent Lodge. He joins us now. Morning, Lodge.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Thanks. You're one of the most popular people in Australia right now.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd go this viral, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
a crocodile in the Murray River, though. First of all, let's take the skinning aside, because that actually makes me sick, what you actually did find. But just the fact there was a crocodile floating in the Murray, do you think that it was brought here, or do you think it's just a random croc that made its way down?
There's so many theories getting around it. I have no idea, really, how it got there and how long it's been there. Basically, I just went out picking up rubbish that I seen float in the river the day before when I was fishing with Dad, and I came across a big log picking up all the rubbish out of it, and I just noticed sort of a big white belly, and I thought it was a big dead Murray cod, so I poked it, and it went under the log, and the current started taking it, and then I seen the legs, and I thought, oh, that's a big goanna, so I went over to check it out a bit more, and that's when I seen the tail, and it looked like a crocodile, and by the footage, as you can see, I lifted it out of the water, and it's about a 6-foot freshwater crocodile.
Crazy. It's all on your Instagram. If you want to have a check it out, you are in private at the moment, but he can filter your request. Lodgy828 is his Instagram page, but this is unbelievable.
When you saw it, right, how did you come to the conclusion to lift it out of the water? Because for me, if I saw something like that, like a dead animal floating, there's no way I'd be touching it.
Well, I just wasn't sure if I was seeing things or not, so I just wanted to go over and confirm that if this is a crocodile, this is going to open the biggest can of worms,
yeah,
which it has. And so I just wanted to make sure that I was seeing what I was seeing.
Yeah, crazy. So you're not actually living in Barham at the moment, is that right?
No, I'm originally from Barham, but I live on the Gold Coast these days, but I'm always back there because all my family's still there. So,
right.
Yeah.
So you went back to the Gold Coast and then now you're back down this way to help out the cops.
Yeah, I think it's the wildlife authorities and those sort of guys want to come down, and I want me to take them to my social media. And next minute, it's just gone viral.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things are scary about this. First of all, if there are crocs that just happen to be in the Murray, I swim in it quite often in summer. Maybe I should recheck myself. But if that's not true, which we don't think it is, the fact someone's brought it from somewhere north and skinned it then left it, what sort of sicko would do that?
It's better off seeing animals alive, mate, in my opinion, than dead. A lot of people have also said that in this climate, it wouldn't survive. So it's more than likely been brought down. Had the skin taken off and just been thrown in the river.
There have been a lot of rumours, Lodgie, about a freshwater crocodile, similar dimension, similar size, went missing from Canberra Reptile Park. I think it is, or the wildlife park there. Can you confirm, or do you know anything, whether it's that same croc?
I did have a bunch of articles sent to me about that, and I can't say if it is or if it isn't, I suppose. I guess that's what the authorities will measure up and take whatever samples they want off it and find out, yeah, exactly where it's going to come from, if they can do that.
I wonder if they'll do, like, an autopsy on it, like they do if they found a human body. You know, like, do you reckon they'll take it that far?
I have no idea, but the thing is, though, that was Sunday. I pulled it out of the water. Now it's 3 days been sitting there, so...
Yeah, true, the flies...
Yeah, I wonder if people have gone and looked for it as well.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, you know what I reckon they should do if they eventually find out who did it? Do exactly what they did to the crocodile to that person.
Okay. I don't know if we should encourage... It's not the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth works in this day and age. Sorry, buddy.
Come on, Lodgie, you're on my side, aren't you, mate?
No comment there.
Yeah, I honestly genuinely believe whoever did that deserves it, but hey, I won't go encouraging it.
I'm getting a lot of messages from upset people, which you can understand, you know, the best thing to see, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, fair enough. All right, well, it's a fascinating story. I'm sure we'll hear updates as the case progresses, but thanks so much for joining us this morning, Lodgie.
All right, great chat to you.
Kid Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Yesterday, we were doing just that, and you've been ranting and raving a lot about something, and I'm a bit concerned. And so the mics are on, and I managed to catch literally a minute of you going on about something.
What was it?
And it was in regards to... your trips that you've been taking lately to KFC.
Oh.
Let's have a listen to a minute's worth of you going on about it yesterday. Do you ask for extra chicken salt?
I just started to. It's a game changer.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get it tonight. I wanted it yesterday for after the gym. I was going to get a little go bucket.
Yeah.
I was like, I've got nothing in the cupboards and I need something right now. And if I go to Coles, I have to go make it and it'll be an hour before I eat.
Exactly.
Zinger stacker. Oh, it's got my name on it tonight. Far out.
You're done? Or?
Yeah. I'm so hungry.
All right.
I never regret it. That's the thing as well.
What about if you get like a big greasy chicken?
No. Nah.
Great.
I always get Zinger Stacker.
Good chat.
The Zinger, they have a Zinger pack, 3 Wicked Wings, Zinger Combo and Chips. Make that burger a stacker so you get the extra chili sauce. Make the chips large, put extra chicken salt, and give me lots of sweet and sour sauce. Oh, we're on tonight.
You done?
Yeah, almost.
Just checking.
So good.
How does one person, like, do you notice how many times during that I'm like, okay, can we do the podcast now?
That just shows how much I love food. And guess what, Ellie?
What?
Everything I said in that.
Yeah.
What time was that yesterday? 9:05 a.m.
Yeah, probably.
Everything I said happened last night. I did exactly that. And you know what? I said I never regret it last night. I kind of did.
Josiah, you've got issues. Go home. Have a salad, mate.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
We like to get Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 News in. She's our local GV reporter. Whenever anything happens, and something's happened, Lexi.
It certainly has. So the Super School saga continues.
Yes.
Yesterday, the Premier, he was in Woodend, which is near Ballarat, but he made a bit of an announcement about the Super School. He has committed more funds to the Super School where needed. But the thing is, he hasn't detailed what the funds will be or when they're coming. And as you can imagine, there are a lot of frustrated parents out there who feel as though their questions haven't been answered.
I haven't seen one positive comment yet for the school. Not one person I've met. And 13, 12, 16, if you are, because I'd love to know your reasons why you are for it. Yeah. But there isn't one friend. All my friends I speak to with kids out there, no one is for it. So if you don't know what it is, obviously the 4 big high schools in Shep and Maroopna are merging next year into one super school, which is going to be based at Shep High.
That's right.
There's no positivities that I can see for it.
Exactly right. And it's not only just parents, it's former teachers who, and people who are still very much in the game, you know, expressing concerns for this. And the lack of transparency from their perspective that the government's provided them with is, you know, kind of exacerbating this frustration and concern. But I can tell you, as a bit of, you know, breaking news, that our Education Minister, James Molino, is going to be in town today for an announcement. So hopefully that provides a few more answers and details that everyone's, you know, so desperately after.
Yeah, right. I've recently become a part of the Stop Shepparton Super School Facebook group.
Oh, look at you guys.
Just not
go
necessarily girl. To take a stance on it, but just to keep an eye on what's going on.
Have you enrolled the kids,
town.
Have you?
Just making plans for the future. And, God, it's an active Facebook page.
It is. You've got to hand it to them. They have a very strong voice and they're not afraid to, you know, get out and about with that voice.
Yeah. I've said this once on the show before. I think you're on holidays, Ellie. This is what I think I've seen. It works in Bendigo. It worked in Sydney and it works for a lot of areas. And I don't know why they don't actually take this model, right? Mm-hmm. 7 to 10, year 7 to 10, mm-hmm. leave it.
Yep.
In your own campuses, your own schools. Obviously, a lot of people do drop out in year 10 and there's more selective subjects. Mm. So years 11 and 12, I can understand why you merged those years. Mm. We had that in Sydney. A lot of the schools at year 11 and 12 merged. Mm. They have it in Bendigo. Apparently, it worked like a treat. But leave year 7 to 10 because you don't have selective subjects at that age as is at the campuses. And I don't mind the idea of 11 and 12 being on one campus.
Yeah, and
besides
I know.
Besides that, get stuffed.
Yeah. Well, one mum, she said to me that her main kind of concern is with the transition. I mean, we all know year 7 to, you know, 10, very, you know, sensitive times as a, you know, youth and growing up.
Yeah, you're
and,
finding yourself. Yeah, you're exploring things.
Exactly right. And I think everyone just wants a bit of stability. So hopefully today we get some answers.
Yeah, well, we will have you back on the show tomorrow to give us an update. It is good to know, though, that the Premier has actually spoken about it. Because there was no funding in this year's state budget for it, was there?
That's correct. So it was all in the 2017-2018. Right. There was nothing dedicated. But he said he's going to stand with the Shepparton people. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Can I ask, do you know you have been speaking to people? Why are the pros for it? Like, why are the government wanting it to happen? Have they said?
That's what I don't get. A lot of...
increased resources.
Exactly right.
They
say that it will, from their perspective, give the students more opportunities in terms of classes and, you know, give them better resources.
Yeah, there definitely are, you know, pros to it. Mm. But there's pros and cons to everything.
Exactly right. There's always two sides to the story. So.
Yeah.
Nah, well, I'm not sending my kids to the super school.
All right, okay. Well, feel free to get in touch with us with your thoughts if you like, parents, if you're up in arms about it or if you're for it. Lexi Junior will have more on the story tomorrow when you come in for your GB wrap.
Exciting time. See you then.
Looking forward to it, girl. Thank
Thanks.
You. And in the meantime, you can catch her tonight, Channel 9 News, Border North East from 6 p.m.
Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.